The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans.
Coming up on Texans 360, first round pick fever at the NFL draft. We check in with original Texans Seth Payne to see how he's doing. The Texans cheerleaders find out where their calendar shoot is. Coming up right now on Texans 360. Hello, Texans, and welcome to Texans 360. I'm your host, Mark Vandermeer. So much has happened with your Houston Texans in the last week. We can't possibly cover it all during one program. So check out our entire draft special tomorrow night at this time right here on ABC 13. But, of course, we're going to talk draft, and it all started Thursday night at the draft party here at NRG Stadium. What went down?
We come to the draft party at Energy Stadium because the Texan organization puts on this event for its fans. One thing that the Texans organization has always done, they've always created a great atmosphere for the fans. And since year one, 2002, tailgating, all the things that they do, we have to come here to support them because they support us.
For the people who aren't here, y'all are missing out. Like, it's crazy. It's so loud. It was so great performing for the first time with the new 2015 squad. It was a great routine. Everyone, it's just crazy here. So whoever is not here, everyone needs to come here right now because it's crazy and it's so exciting.
You missed out on a huge party. It's all about fanatics like me that are going through football withdrawals. It's just a time to get together with other fans and enjoy, act crazy, and support your team and the city that you love.
This is total awesomeness right here. If you're a true Texans fan, you're here tonight. Every season ticket holder and everybody who's on the wait list is here anticipating the next great player that we're going to draft. You know, we have Bob McNair, one of the greatest owners in the NFL, and we're looking forward to all the great things that are going to happen with the Texans in 2015.
With the 16th pick in the 2015 NFL Draft, the Houston Texans select Kevin Johnson, defensive back, Wake Forest.
Well, they went defense, Mike.
You know what? Great pick. The Texans always make a great pick. They get value players. They get players that are going to make an impact. And this year's no different. We're going to go all the way this year. Houston!
Woo! I think it's excellent. We're super excited for the season, and we can't wait to get out there and see our boys play.
I think it would add to the productivity on the defensive side. The cornerback that we picked up has a lot of speed. He soaks up the field real quick. The defense should be loaded now. Add that to Watts, what we do now. I think we're going to be great. It's going to be a great year.
He was by far my favorite corner in the draft. I mean, when you talk about just a complete football player, in our opinion, this guy is an intelligent guy. He's smart. He's tough. He can cover. He's versatile. He plays on. He plays off. He's got great instincts, great play on the ball. So, you know, in Indy, we really liked him in the room. We thought he was a good man and just enjoyed his career. He's another guy that has a career there. He's a three-year starter there and just really like the way he plays football. He's got good instincts and we really liked him. He was a guy that we had targeted and we were just really happy he was there.
And you actually liked him better than Waynes or anyone else that was available? I mean,
yeah. When you talk about when you could look at pictures to see this guy do everything that we're going to ask him to do on film, and you saw that on tape. And so, and that's not taking anything away from Trey Waynes. We thought he was a great player as well. But when we're talking about versatility and we're talking about a guy who we saw do all the things that we're going to ask him to do, and we think he can do it in the slot, we think he can do it on the edge. And so when you put all those factors together and the way that he plays and how instinctive he is, that's why he was my favorite.
We feel really good about the corner position, you know, specifically after tonight with the addition of Kevin. You know, we have two really good veteran corners in Jonathan and Kareem that he can learn behind. He'll come in and compete right away. Nothing will be given to any rookie, but he'll be given the opportunity to come in here and compete, and we know he's going to do that. So, it's only April. But as far as April's concerned, we feel good about the secondary. You know, our expectations for any player that comes into our organization, our program is to compete and have a chance to play. So, like, there's no question that we think that Kevin can come in here and compete. And if he does the job on the practice field, he's going to get an opportunity in the games. And that's why, you know, like Rick said, he's a Houston Texan, and we're really happy about having him on board.
Great stuff on the first night of the NFL draft, and we'll have the entire Texans draft special for you tomorrow night, Texans All Access 2015 draft. And the draft kind of gets me reminiscing about earlier days of Houston Texans history, so let's reminisce with an original Texan a bit later on in the program. But now, what's hot on video on your favorite website? Wingstop presents the top five videos of the week on HoustonTexans.com. At number five, Texans TV takes you on a tour of sunny Chicago. Coming in at number four, NFL Network gives us a tour of Draft Town in Chicago.
Tons of activities are going to be set up here in Draft Town. A lot of interactive stuff, and most of that is going to be taking place right behind me.
At number three this week, General Manager and Executive Vice President Rick Smith addresses the media on his draft philosophy.
We've done a really good job, a thorough job, as it ought to be. An exhaustive job in getting as much information on these prospects and this draft class as possible.
At number two, draft prospects talk Hopkins and the Texans offense.
I know he's a very good player, and wide receiver. He's grown up a lot, and he just is a real good talent.
And at number one this week, draft prospects on the Texans defense.
Definitely seeing me, J.J., Jadeveon, when he comes back healthy, you know, the other outside pass rushers that you already have there, you know, and you also got other great interior guys. It'll be a great D-line, period. And I know I can bring a lot to the table and help him out.
To watch these videos and more, log on to HoustonTexans.com.